Hi, my name is Brooke Herway. I am 18 years old. Today is
November
November
30th.
30th, and I'm going to be interviewing my mom, Autumn Herway. We're recording in San Diego, California, and Autumn's my mom. My first question for you is, what is it that people say about you that is the most painful? Sorry, I said that's a hard one. Okay.
That I'm unmotivated because I don't have a traditional job.
That's probably kind of rough. But you do have a job. You like clean people's houses and stuff.
But it's not traditional because I only do it a little bit. You know, people, but I'm 40 and people at my age usually have like traditional 40-hour-a-week jobs with careers. And since I kind of molded my life around your dad and you guys, then it doesn't really fit in that, like,
Cookie cutter kind
oh
of,
yeah, kind of cookie cutter way. So, you know, I
You're a
think that's
hustler. You had your hustle going
well, you know,
on.
but it's not like a, you know, because I'm like a personal assistant and I do so many random things for people, then it's not like, what do you do? Old people get it, like when I say I'm a Girl Friday, that statement, people get that, like, okay, so you do everything. Yes, I do everything, like whatever
Yeah,
people do.
like a life
You know
secretary.
what I mean? Like, yeah, like that, so.
Can you tell me about one of the two people who have been the biggest influences in your life?
My father for sure. And you know, he moved out when he was like 15 and got his life together and moved around and did his own thing and has never, you know, he's like me, never had, well, I mean, he has a business and stuff, but
Hustler.
yeah, never one to want to have a boss or, you know, that kind of
Very
thing.
independent.
Yeah, and he really, you know, really made sure that I knew about saving and having goals and making sure that my foundation was always solid so that I could build off of that. That's why you guys have savings accounts stuff when you were born. So, you know, that was very important to me. And then probably my other biggest influencer, of course, my mom. I mean, who isn't? It's gonna be your parents, right? Because I was. So my mom's always been a big in volunteering and big into, you know, she's always been generous and a person that donates
She's all
and.
her church stuff and
You know, and she's done stuff for, she's always had my friends who grew up at my house, and she's major into that, and you know, so she's the other biggest influence, of course, because that's who
yeah,
you
who
know,
you grew up with.
yeah. So
What advice would you give to your teenage self?
don't worry so much about your body. Oh my gosh, if I could like take all the time that I've ever stressed over how I looked and like just put that same attention into like anything else, like
I would know how to play guitar by now.
I mean, my God, when you're young, like I mean, I was, you know, so thin and cute, and I was so stressed about it, and my nose, and just like, you know, you just when you're young, I think I'm more comfortable with myself 25 pounds heavier than I was at, you know, 125,
So
and
afraid you're trying to maintain it all the time.
well, it's not even maintain it. It's like, oh,
Like
that girl has a
critical.
bigger chest, or that girl's prettier. You know, you just spend, I spent way too much time worrying about that stuff. Now I'm far more comfortable in my skin and who I am and that kind of stuff. Yeah, just don't stress on that stuff for sure.
Can you tell me one of your happiest memories? And you don't have to say it was when I was born. It's
Oh
okay.
God, it's definitely gonna be the one that you were born.
Already know.
My happiest memory, meeting your dad, I would say. I mean, really, just he was so cute, and just couldn't
He
believe he
had
thought
that leopard print fedora.
I didn't know about that hat yet. It wasn't a fedora, it was a hat, but you know, he did have that hat, but that was I didn't see that till later. Yeah, I don't know if I still would have liked him, but yeah,
In spite of the hat, not because of the hat.
meeting a guy like him, just meeting him and meeting a guy that you could have so much fun on, like no money and had a million good ideas and you know, just good times all the time with him, you know, especially in the beginning, I mean, just no stress and just all fun. So
You could hang out with Brian. You guys both knew Brian.
yeah, so I went on a date with Brian and luckily he's got friend zoned it and I met his friend, your dad. So
Let's see. Can you tell me about some of the most important lessons you've learned in life? Besides, don't worry about your body.
Probably, you know, don't let people tell you crap other people have told. So, like, let's say somebody says something bad about you. Well, as soon as you can start feeling that person, this person's going to pass that on to you, stop them. It doesn't. People vent when they're in a bad mood. You don't need to know that.
Yeah.
Unless somebody's actively trying to sabotage your life. When I hear, when people talk about me and then I hear about it, it's hard for me not to be offended and to have an attitude with them. And but a lot of times, you know, that person probably likes me, but in that moment was just complaining.
Yeah, it was just like a rough moment for them. And
you know, yeah. So throughout life, I've heard people talk about me or make things up about me or exaggerate. And I'm thinking, like, aren't I interesting? And
yeah, you know, like, don't I give you enough information already? Yeah.
Worse than I am. Yeah. Jeez, calm down. But so I think, yeah, just don't let... As soon as you start feeling someone's going to talk about you, going to tell you something someone else has said, just stop them. Get, yeah. Oh, you know what? I don't need to know that. Like,
yeah.
Just stop that.
Like, that's between you guys. Like,
yeah,
like,
oh,
yeah.
You know, I'm sure they're just having a bad day.
Yeah.
As soon as you hear it, you can't unhear it.
Yeah.
These certain things you just cannot unhear. And you know, there's a saying that says, why'd that person feel comfortable telling you?
Yeah.
But I don't actually even care about that. Like, I know that that's something that I used to feel like, well, why... You must have been talking crap about me, too, in order for them to feel felt comfortable.
Yeah.
No, that's not the case. Sometimes you're just in a bad mood.
Like,
sometimes I did something.
What this person did.
Well,
yeah.
Sometimes it's I'm worthy of it, but I just still don't want to hear it.
Yeah, it still
you know?
Doesn't make you feel good. Yeah.
Other lessons, always say, I mean, I know I beat that into you guys, and I stand by that. You guys have money, and a lot of kids your age don't have several thousand dollars saved, and that's save, and, you know, the... Baubles, don't buy baubles. Don't
clutter.
Try not to spend money on stupid stuff because you'd rather save it for something cool, go on a trip, you know, have a memory. I think memories are far more important than I mean, you see, I go to the store, I don't bring home knickknacks. That's not my thing. I'm not a big clothes buyer. You know, I'm comfortable in who I am, so I don't feel like I need to spend a lot of time gussying it up. So just spend money on what's real. Go out to dinner with your friends. That's stuff that's worth spending a little money on because that's a memory you'll remember. Go on a trip. So
The last one is, what are you most proud of, professionally and personally?
Of course, my family. Personally, that's easy. I mean, I have made kids that I like. I made kids that are my friends. There's nothing that you know. That's just you know, my husband's my friend. I think that you don't. You know, a lot of people go through life and they don't get to have that.
Yeah.
You know, and I truly get to have people. My people that I made are the best people I know. So that's not something everybody feels. My dog is a pain.
Yeah, Jack.
You
little butthead.
But my kids
He's
are
looking
wonderful.
At us right now.
what was the other one?
Professionally.
Professionally. I'm proud that I have, you know, built up my little business and that I have work almost every single day, and I love that it varies, bookkeeping to grocery shopping for someone, to cleaning someone's house, to organizing. I love that being able to turn being a housewife into a semi-lucrative business.
Well,
that
it's
I
something
can,
people need, you know?
Yeah, just finding, I found a niche that people need. People need somebody that can take care of their parents when they're ill or be able to trust in their home, be able to trust with their finances. So, you know, I help people go over their finances, figure things out. And I just like that. I like that people trust me in their lives in a very intimate, you know, I'm really involved and I see people let me see that, you know, not everybody gets to go and walk into someone's garage when it's just a wreck and people will feel embarrassed about it. I think that the thing about me that I like is that people feel comfortable sharing their kind of darker side sometimes, things that they're not proud of, you know, and
they can
and
be vulnerable.
They can be vulnerable around me. I like to have self-deprecating humor. I like that.
Put
you
people
know?
At ease,
they don't, you know, I said, oh, my house is wrecked, too. Who am I to judge, you know?
So look at my basement.
At least once in a week, my house is wrecked. I mean, 6 days a week, it's clean. But, so, you know, that's what I'm proud of, that people trust me, you know, in their lives, so.
All right. Well, thank you for letting me interview today.
My love.
Yeah.
Whoever's hearing this, I hope you
this is my
this
my
forever.
Teacher, Miss Perez. Yeah, the app saves it and like puts it in their like catacombs.
I love
thing.
This. We should keep so this forever.
Yeah, you're
great.
Supposed to do it with all your family so that you can like show it to your kids and stuff when you get to know their family. All right. Well, thank you. Have a good night, Miss Perez.